This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Beer, says Charlie Bamforth, is the Rodney Dangerfield of beverages. It doesn't get the respect it deserves.
Beer is a product that has a very long and a very proud history. It's very sophisticated. It's much more demanding to make than certain other alcoholic beverages. It's got many more nuances of quality. And health-wise, it's at least as good for you as wine, probably better.
That may sound like heresy here in the wine country, but Bamforth, a professor of brewing science at UC Davis, backs up that claim through analysis of the chemistry of both wine and beer. For starters, he says, the health benefits that have been widely attributed to red wine are actually more widely shared.
This myth has developed that it's due to a material in the wine, comes from the grapes, called resveratrol. The reality is you've got to drink an awful lot of wine to get enough resveratrol to have any effect. And now it's generally accepted from studies all over the world that the active ingredient is actually alcohol. And it really doesn't matter whether it's red wine, white wine, beer, Southern Comfort, whatever it is that you prefer, the same equivalent quantities of alcohol have the same impact.
And nutritionally, Bamforth continues, beer has a clear superiority.
The advantage with beer is that actually beer also contains a range of other nutritious materials, not least vitamins. There's a series of B vitamins in beer in significant quantities, particularly folic acid. Beer also contains some soluble fiber. Beer is a very rich source of silicon, which is great for your bones, and more besides. So I would contend that beer actually is healthier for you than wine.
This is just one of the comparisons Bamforth lays out in his recent book, Grape versus Grain, which also tracks the history, making, marketing, and consumption of both beverages. While winemakers concentrate on the subtle differences between vineyards and vintages, he says, beer brewers struggle to overcome much broader differences in a larger number of ingredients, from hops to yeast to barley. Altogether, Bamforth contends, brewing beer is far more complicated than fermenting grapes.
There's all the malting process, the brewing process, the fermentation, the downstream processing. So it's a much more complicated process. And if you remember that what brewers are trying to do is to control those processes and achieve consistency, and they're not tolerant of seasonal variations, then you realize that it is a very, very complicated process, and much more complicated and demanding than making wine.
So if beer is more complex to make and better for you to consume, why is it generally regarded as a less worthy drink? Bamforth believes the answer lies in marketing.
These days, it really is hype. I have great respect for winemakers, and the one thing that brewers can learn from the winemakers is how to really cunningly position their product to be perceived as something that is an essential element of a high-quality aesthetic lifestyle.
Conversely, he adds, beer makers have embraced a lowbrow image in much of their advertising.
They have, in the way they present and market the product, many of them, it's presented in a lighthearted, frivolous way, perhaps targeted at men behaving badly. And that does a disservice to what beer is.
And the so-called beer gut? That's a myth, too, as Bamforth explains on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.